Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
300 jobs under threat as Fastway, the courier, today announced that it was going into receivership. The company handles roughly 20 million deliveries in Ireland each year. So what does that mean for those jobs and for the consumer? Well, joining me now to discuss this is Conor Pope, the consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times. You're very welcome to the programme. I think this came as a real surprise to many people, Conor, because those vans are a pretty common sight right across Ireland. And given the surge in online shopping, I think people would have assumed that business was booming.
Yeah, and particularly the time of year, Ciara, because bear in mind that we're heading into November, Black Friday's around the corner, Cyber Monday's around the corner, and then we have Christmas. And the next 6 or 8 weeks are when online deliveries, online shopping really, really ramps up. So all of the delivery companies all over the country will be run off their feet trying to get deliveries into the hands of online shoppers. And already you would imagine that the companies are doing incredibly well, because as you say, you see the vans crisscrossing the country every single hour virtually of every single day. And I know for a fact that the drivers who work for these delivery companies are under huge pressure. Like, it's not an easy job. And sometimes I think people give the delivery drivers a bit of flack, but it's actually an incredibly difficult job. And I know you mentioned that there was 300 jobs at risk. There's actually closer to 1,000 jobs at risk.
By the time you bring in the franchises and the part-time workers.
Exactly. And so there's 300 people who are directly employed by Fastway. And they work as drivers. They work in the huge sorting depots in Cork and in Dublin. They work in the delivery hubs around the country, and they work in the administrative side of it. But then you have the 700 people, and most of those would be self-employed delivery drivers who are working for Fastway. And it's hard to imagine something worse in terms of your financial security than heading into the Christmas period and finding out that you might not have a job. And that's the grim reality. And I think first and foremost, and I'm sure all your listeners will agree with this, our thoughts should be with the people whose jobs are under threat, because it just is, it's an awfully difficult time for them.
But yeah, it has gone in, I should say, to receivership. So the hope, I presume, is that a buyer will be found for this company.
Exactly. And that's always possible. I mean, you wouldn't want to discount the possibility of it happening. But as to why it's happening, and that was like a kind of where you started out. I mean, there's a couple of things at play here. First, I think companies like Fastway are really struggling to compete with the real giants of online delivery in Ireland, Onpost. And Onpost, and this isn't to criticise Onpost, Onpost have been incredibly good at hoovering up an awful lot of the online delivery business in Ireland. And they've an awful lot of advantages working for them. So they have the economies of scale. They're a huge, huge operation. They also have deliveries going to every single corner of the country all the time anyway. So if you order something from Dingle, or if you order something from Inishowen, you know, they have somebody going to the Inishowen Peninsula anyway. So it's not like they're going out of their way to deliver the package to you, because they're in the area anyway in their vans delivering the post. So they have that kind of infrastructure and network. They're also competitively priced when it comes to businesses, I'm told. And they've been really aggressive targeting the online delivery business to replace the postal business that, of course, is long since, or like, it's not dead, but it's not what it used to be, let's be honest. And, you know, so for instance, a couple of Fastway's big clients in times past would have been ASOS and Sports Direct. Now, they lost that business to Onpost, and that's really difficult for any company to manage, because ASOS would have been a huge client for any company to have. And not only do you have Onpost eating their lunch, you also have the growth and the proliferation of Amazon. Now, I'm sure a lot of your listeners will have seen the Amazon vans going all over the country as well. Amazon have their huge fulfillment center or distribution center or warehouse, or call it what you will, based just outside Dublin City. Their turnaround time for deliveries is frankly astonishing in many respects. And you can buy a product on Amazon now, and by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning it'll be handed to you. So Amazon are also in that space. And then you have all the other delivery
companies.
Deeply
competitive markets.
Incredibly competitive and incredibly difficult to make ends meet. So this is a surprise, completely blindsided the staff, I think, blindsided a lot of the people who watch the industry. But maybe we shouldn't have been blindsided, because they looked to sell Fastway only a couple of months ago. And like, and you don't sell a going concern if things are going well and you're making heaps of money.
And it's not just Fastway that is affected here. There are other businesses within the group, including Parcel Connect.
Parcel Connect and a company called Nugo, and they do kind of business-to-business deliveries and stuff. So, like, and the Parcel Connect model, I mean, there was a time when Parcel Motel and Parcel Connect and all of these kind of models whereby you'd get a parcel delivered to a different location, you know, they were hugely successful for a long period of time. But then, of course, Brexit happened and it became huge, much more complicated for those operators to work. So the one that most people will identify with is Fastway, for the obvious reason that they're driving around the country in their vans and they're all very, very clearly labelled. And it's most of those jobs are now under threat.
Now, as I mentioned, there are 50,000 packages in depots across Ireland. Are they stranded at the moment, those packages?
Sort of is the not entirely helpful answer to that question. I mean, Fastway would be handling maybe 35,000 packages a day. So, and as it stands, 50,000 parcels are in their depots. The vans aren't delivering at the moment. So what's happening now is third-party contractors, third-party operators are doing kind of on-the-fly deals with the company to get the products out of the warehouses and into the hands of the shoppers.
So there'll be delays.
The company's receivers have warned people to expect delays, and there will be a level of reorganisation as people try and get on top of this. The one thing I would say to your listeners is, if you have bought a product and it is delayed and you're not getting it back and you're really concerned about it and the days turn into weeks and you still have no sign of your product, you are entirely protected by Irish consumer law. Because it's important to remember that you or I, as online shoppers who buy a product of company A, B or C, our contract is not with Fastway. Our contract is with the retailer that we bought the product from. And their legal obligation to us is to get the product into our hands. If they fail to do that, for whatever reason, if the product gets lost or if the product or the company goes into receivership, then they have to either give us a full refund or they have to resend the product using a different courier company. And that inevitably is what's going to happen for products that do go missing. I'm not anticipating there will be a huge number of those 50,000 products that get lost. I think the company, the receivers, other delivery companies will step up to the plate and get those products into the hands of Irish shoppers. But if anything does go wrong, and if in 30 days' time, so if at the start of December somebody's still waiting for a product that they thought was being delivered by Fastway, then they can contact the retailer and say, hey, you have to give me my money back or you have to resend the product. End of story.
But what if you get the product, okay, it is delivered, but it's delayed? I'm thinking about a Halloween costume that I had ordered for a niece that was meant to be here that hasn't arrived, that'll probably arrive now after Friday. Too late for me. What's my recourse there?
Now, it depends. If, as part of your contract, as part of the initial transaction, you said, I'm buying this product on the understanding that I will have it by October the 31st, and it doesn't come by October the 31st, you might have some leg to stand on. But as I suspect you, like most shoppers, will have just assumed that it was going to arrive in plenty of time, you won't have any comeback if the product arrives on November the 2nd, November the 3rd. It's no different in many respects from if you buy something for somebody for Christmas and it doesn't arrive until the 5th of January.
So what am I meant to do, Connor, with a size 6 K-pop Demon Hunters Halloween costume in the style of Rumi next Monday?
If I was you, I would just cross my fingers and hope that in 12 months' time that costume will still be all the rage and you'll get some value out of it, because other than that, I can't think of anything else you can do with it. And you know, it's kind of funny on one level, but in another way, you're highlighting exactly the kind of problem that is going to materialize. What I would do if I was you is I would sit tight, I would cross my fingers and hope that your K-pop costume is one of the products that makes it out of the warehouses in time for Halloween.
Yeah, or my godmother status is in ruins.
A question. It'll be in tatters.
Where do I go if I'm worried about my deliveries, Connor?
Your first port of call always is the company that you bought the product from. So if you bought a product from a company you need to, and you're concerned about it, you'll call them and say, just checking if you used Fastway. because, you know, they mightn't have used Fastway. The product could be delayed for all manner of reasons. So your first port of call in every single instance is going to be the company you bought the product from, because they're the company, they're the business you have your contract with, and nothing else matters in that respect.
Another texter coming in here from a hard shoulder listener. Unpust is looking for more people to work for them all the time. They can't find them fast enough. My postie is now doing two rounds because they cannot find him a colleague. So perhaps there will be jobs out there, Connor, for some of those Fastway drivers if they don't find a buyer for the company.
Hopefully there will be. And I have to say, like, hats off to Onpost and David McRedmond as the chief executive of Onpost, because they have done a phenomenal job. And I mean, and I see it every single day. I mean, I've got a really good relationship with my postman, like I suspect most of your listeners do. He's working incredibly hard. Onpost are now delivering parcels and packages on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. In the run up to Christmas, they'll no doubt be delivering on Sundays. You know, they are really putting the legwork in, and it's paying off for them. But it's paying off for them perhaps at the expense of smaller players who are going to struggle to face that kind of competition from a beast that size.
All right, Connor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you for that.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.